The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This morning, I just decided that I wasn't going to worry about it anymore. And whatever I needed to do to get words down, I was going to do. And then I decided to tell you about it because it's I Should Be Writing, Season 18, Episode 3.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my
And hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing. This is a podcast for wannabe fiction writers, but I welcome anybody who's interested in a creative field or just people who like the sound of my music, my voice as I stumble along. I really wish I could do that again, but this is live. We do it live on Twitch every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And I hang out with chat and I give you advice. So that's what's going on right now. I have, since the beginning of the year, last Monday, I started working on a new novel. I am now 11,000 words into the novel. It's terrible. And I'll talk about that more later because that's kind of the topic today. But I'm productive, and that's really all that matters at this moment. I've been slightly anxious professionally for no big reason. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. I'm, like it or not, they're terrible or not, I'm getting words down, and I am ahead of the schedule to hit my deadline. I know for a fact that my excellent momentum, that's the word, my excellent momentum this year will slow at some point. I've been doing, like, getting up early and riding the bike in the basement every morning, but this morning I woke up and my body went, no, I don't think so. And I know it's probably going to do that on writing one of these days, but I got to keep pushing forward because 11,000 words in a week, pretty good for me. So yeah, as for good news, personally, I things are going well. Nothing I can talk about on stream, but, you know, people who were unwell may be getting well in the future. So yeah, things are okay. Pretty okay. And if you guys have any good news, let me know. We'll put it in the chat. Remember, we are collecting team rejections numbers in 2022. So far, we have one. If you get a rejection and you want praise for it because you are a working writer, let me know. We'll hit the ding button. It says reject. We all cheer. The numbers go up. That's what we like. So, anybody have any good news? And if you're listening to this later, and you have some good news, email me and say good news in the subject, and I will read it on the next live podcast. Daniel says, unless COVID dictates otherwise, I'll be going to France for work at the end of June. Never been outside of the U.S. before. That's very exciting, Daniel. That's very cool. I'm hoping things will be better by then. I am going to L.A. in March for podcast movement. That's what it is. I haven't been out there since 2015. I haven't been to podcast movement since 2015. And I realized that I can I get in free. So that's one of the perks of being in the Hall of Fame. Also, trying to learn how to say you're in the Hall of Fame without feeling like a big jerk is difficult. But that's why I'm going to LA. But you are going to France. France is awesome, I hear. I have never been. I've been other places, but not France. I did not hit the yay button for you because I started talking about myself, and I'm sorry about that. Yay, Daniel. Going to France. If COVID allows. Yes, I hear the food is good. My story is published on Purple Wall Stories. It's a voting contest for stories, and I survived the first round of voting. That's huge. Congratulations. That's very cool. I'm going to try to permit you to post a link if you want to post a link to it. We'll see if that works. We don't know how the bots are doing, what they're thinking. They're just kind of fussy right now. And if you don't want to post a link, you definitely don't have to. Don't feel the pressure, but in theory you can. I don't know. I worked on the bot for another couple of hours, so of course it doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work. Okay, cool. Cool. This is starting to get like me saying I want to learn interactive fiction. It's like I've said it so many times that it's probably just funny to you guys, so I will always want to learn interactive fiction, and I will always be unhappy with the way my bot performs on stream. And this will always happen. PurpleWallStories.com, that's great. That is it for good news. We are going to move on. If you have good news, you can tell me later in the chat. You can tell me, you can email me later, you can tell me on Thursday when we do this all over again, but we have a guest, and I didn't bring her book in here because I'm prepared. Nicole Glover and her new book, The Undertakers, came out. I'm reading The Conductors right now, the first book in her series. So we're going to talk to her. I'm looking forward to it. But on to our main topic. Writers often get that feeling of, this is total garbage. I don't care if you just started writing your first story or you have been writing for all your life. There's going to be some point in your story where you're going to think, this is just hot garbage. That's all it is. And it's not a good feeling, but once you get experience, you know that this is something that happens. You know, this is just the way the creative mind goes. It's going to think, this is a great idea. And then it's going to write it down, or it's going to paint it, or it's going to sculpt it, or it's going to try to write the music and go, oh no, that is not how it sounded in my head. And experience tells you that you should just keep going. But this morning I hit a big, big roadblock because I thought, I'm deviating from my outline. This is an outline that my editor approved. If I deviate too much, she might not like it, and I might have another year of horrendous edits. So what I should do, and I've done this before, it's worked for me, is take what I have and take the existing outline and sit down and like make a new outline with the new stuff and the old stuff and roll it all together and make it look good. My desk is a mess. That comes into play at some point, trust me. But 8:30 is when I sit down with my writer friends and we get on a Google Meet call and we all sit together and we write because accountability buddies. I hate any sort of program that is digital for note-taking. I hate it. You can tell me how awesome it is, and I'll say, okay, I'll give it a try, and I'll put it on my phone or my tablet, and then I won't use it. When it comes to writing stuff down, I immediately start looking for one of these, and inevitably one of, you know what a notebook looks like, good Lord. And so I then had the feeling of, I'm supposed to be sitting here writing, but I want to go downstairs and sit at the table and outline. But then I'm leaving. It's writing time. It's outlining time. And then I thought, am I really running around in circles because of this? I mean, ADHD folks might, you know, understand what I'm going through. But it really just ground me to a halt. It's like, do I sit here during my writing time and write? Do I sit here and try to take notes on this horrible, messy desk where I'll inevitably knock something over? Do I leave my co-writing group and go downstairs where I want to go? Oh, and the biggest question was, should I just deal with it, find a Save the Cat writes a novel beat sheet online and do it digitally? And the minute I thought of that, my brain said, just put up a big old no. Definitely not. Don't want to do that. Do not want to do that. It's like, why? Why would I do that? And I thought, should I be somebody who can use? We were talking in the Discord about like mind mapping tools. The people who do Scrivener, which is my word processor of choice, do one. You guys in the chat are going to have to help me remember what it was called, because I want to say Scrapple, but that's not it. Anyway, they have a mind mapping program. Literature and Latte do. And if you like doing mind mapping digitally, Scapple, thank you, AJS Valley. If you guys like doing this digitally, then I hear it's a really good tool. But I don't. So I decided at that point that this is how I am. I've been doing it this way for a long time. It feels right to me. And there's absolutely no reason I should try to teach myself a tool that I don't need. My brain works better when I scribble longhand to make notes and type the actual prose. I can't speak the prose. I can't dictate the book. And for a moment there, I felt kind of precious. Hey, first time chat. Welcome, Karen. Karenthology. Notes on a wall forever, indeed. Mindscape on iPhones is pretty good too. That sounds familiar, Shards. I may have tried that one. And you know, I'm not going to say it's a bad idea, because not everybody's mind works the same. If it works for you, great. I'm a little jealous because your desk does not fill up with pens and notepads and I got stickers and blank books and everything, because I want to keep writing stuff down. And you jerks in the Discord showed me another planner I needed to use, because it's the anti-planner and it uses dice. I use dice. Thanks a lot. I think it was Firewriter who posted that, and she's post-op, and I can't yell at her now. But I'm gonna. Firewriter, when you're feeling better, I hope you feel ashamed. But I just need to... I just want to embrace the weird thing. I've said that, you know, I've gone through very different mindsets here. When I was at Viable Paradise in 2005, Cory Doctorow said, don't tie your writing to any sort of ritual, because you want to be able to write wherever you are. You know, if you get stranded somewhere and you've got a book due, then you want to be able to write, and you don't want to be tied to your favorite mug or your favorite brand of coffee or your favorite desk. And I thought that was great. That was great advice. I want to be able to sit down in an airport if I'm delayed. I want to be able to write while on vacation. But then later I started to feel the comfort that ritual gives you. And right now, I don't know about y'all, but I could be fooling myself, but I really felt like I was holding it together through the pandemic. Granted, nobody super close to me has been sick. We had some people last spring, but no deaths. And So I know that I'm speaking from a place of privilege here, definitely. You know, I'm not alone. My family's hasn't been thrown into unemployment, and we still like each other after months of lockdown. And so I thought I was in a good place mentally, and lately I'm finally feeling it. I'm feeling just this, the weight of it. I'm tired. I'm very tired of it. And I sympathize with anybody who had this feeling earlier because of worse things happening to them. But because I'm feeling this way, I have to start looking at the things I find comfort in. And if I need to use the things I find comfort in to get work done, there's nothing wrong with that. Usually there's nothing wrong with that in general. So long as, you know, you're actually able to get work done. I don't want to say I can't work without something, but, well, it's kind of like conventions. You don't have to go to conventions to move your writing career along. Going to conventions can give your writing career a boost. So, being able to tie your writing to a ritual, if that gets you going a little bit easier, great. If you can write in an airport when you've been delayed, that's good too. Might be harder. But I've finally decided I am not going to question myself. If I have weird habits if I just stick to things because it works for me, no matter how weird it is, I'm going to keep doing it because this is not a time in my career I want to start questioning the way I do things because there's too much stress out there. I'm not going to start worrying about how I write, how I outline. If I write the book, if I hit the deadline, then I'm fine. And this is one of those things that sounds very obvious, but I don't know about you guys, but I sometimes need other people to say it, you know? So I'm saying it to you. And if I say it out loud, maybe I'll hear it too, because sometimes we feel silly. Why do I have to go downstairs, get away from the computer, sit at the dining room table, not the kitchen table, the dining room table, and outline there? Why? I don't know, but I do. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Embrace your weird. If you find something weird that works, if you find a brand of coffee, a special coffee mug that you don't want anybody else in the house to touch, and you find that having, you can't stream unless your dog's on his pillow or on his rug just right, and whatever weird thing you need to comfort yourself to get something done, do it. And if somebody tells you it's weird, tell them what month we are on in the pandemic. And if they don't understand, stop talking to them, because they're not worth it. If this is someone very close to you, then that's a problem you have to handle. And maybe you shouldn't tell them not to stop talking to them, but that's all on you. That's your end. You got to decide. Yes, month, blah, blah, blah. That's what month we're on. So when we say it a lot just to be kind to ourselves, but what does that mean? And sometimes you got to sit back and think, this means letting myself do whatever weird thing I need to do before I get started writing. I'm going to say the caveat here. Don't do so much self-care that you actually don't write. You know, some articles try to get into the, well, self-care is not always great because, you know, what are you getting done if you're in the bath or drinking too much wine or whatever? It's like, yes, you can go too far into self-care, but I think part of self-care is getting you in the mind space to where you can function day to day. And if all you're doing is self-care, then you're not functioning day to day. I am not a therapist. I'm just saying. Shards has a hard time writing physically. Bad wrist. Note apps are my saviors. That's great. I am not going to put anybody else's project down. I'm not going to say don't. Note-taking things are bad. Don't use them. No, I don't. I'm really glad that these tools have helped you a lot. And I'm glad you're taking care of your wrist. The messy desk is my nemesis. Yeah. Meerkat says, but Cory Doctorow can sit on stage between book readings and work on his novel. So yes, Cory is kind of an outlier. That is true. Yes, Cory's a special creature. I haven't talked to him in a while. I think I need to check in with him. It might be where your brain feels safest. That's interesting. Writing in the bath with wine. Never. No, I don't. I have done very bad things to computers in my past. I never want to. Remember when I said that my goal this year was not to half-ass anything? Thinking it probably won't fall in the tub while writing on your computer in the tub. That's a half-assed thing that I may have done in the past, but no longer. I think my Kindle is supposed to be water resistant or proof or something, but I'm not risking it. So yeah, thinking about your book while in the bath with wine. I could do that. My brain is really good at finding excuses not to write. Yeah, Daniel, I think everybody's brain has that very special skill. That's another thing. You can't have self-care actively take you away from what you're trying to do. So if you're, yeah, don't let your brain do that. Brains are wily creatures. When I get ideas in the shower, I yell into my husband and make him text them to me. I love that. That's awesome. Wow. I need to buy shower paper or at least those crayons. Yes, and you must report back when you use them, because I must know. I think if I get ideas in the shower, I just think about that constantly until I get out of the shower. The only things I tend to forget is when I'm driving and I get an idea, or if I wake up in the middle of the night with an idea. But those usually are bad ideas if I actually manage to remember them or write them down. Daniel says, reading is my favorite activity to make myself feel better about everything, but reading makes me want to write, and then I feel bad about reading so much that I don't leave enough time to write. You know what, in this case, Daniel, I'd just say read. If reading makes you feel good, read. It's not a bad thing. Reading just fills your well of writing ideas. Sometimes I'll think, I got nothing left, and then I'll read something and go, of course, I've got lots of things left, because that's, you know, there's lots of things to do. Wrote a whole scene in the shower and forgot it promptly as soon as I got out. Oh no, Shauna. Oh no. Just to reiterate for the podcast, whatever you need to do to get writing done these days, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else or your health, do it. Seriously. Don't wonder if it's weird. Don't wonder if anybody else is doing it. Don't wonder if any other writer's doing it. I was thinking about a particular Garage's line to connect to a scene in my book. And then I thought, well, I can't do that because I did it for the last book. My Station Eternity has a line from Derek Kruger in it. Rain and Mother Love Blown very kindly gave me permission to use it in my book, and it fit very nicely, and I was very, very pleased that they gave me that permission. But it's like, do you do it two books in a row? Is anybody going to notice? Who cares? My God. It's like my brain grabs onto crap just to worry about them. I'm not worried about anything right now. How about we worry about whether I've used one band's music too much in reference to my book. Saying it out loud is just, what is wrong? Okay. So I'm going to end the recorded part of the podcast now. Thank you for listening to I Should Be Writing. If you'd like to get in touch with me, mightymer@gmail.com or mightymer on Twitter and Twitch. If you want to support the podcast, it's mightymer over at Patreon and Ko-Fi, which people have told me is the proper way to say it. And you can get my, if you go to Twitter, you can get a link to my newsletter, The Hot Mic. And if you go to Twitch, you can see me stream 4 days a week. Only I Should Be Writing is two of those. And you can subscribe there. Or you could just tell a friend. Spread the word. I like more listeners. I did the numbers. Last year, I got 500,000 downloads of I Should Be Writing. I was very pleased. That was pretty amazing. So thank you, everyone, for that. Very much. And work on your own ritual if you can. If you need it, if it helps, do it. Because you should be writing. And I'll see you on Thursday. I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at merverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support.
Doctor Who. I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who.